Good afternoon, Mueller Jewelers. This is Terry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. What's happening over in Sasago City?
Not a darn thing. Well, I mean, there is things happening, but nothing great.
Yeah, so paperwork,
nothing to brag about.
And weird customers,
yep.
And all that good stuff, right?
All the good stuff, yes.
Yeah.
Just trying to kind of get things in order from what happened on Saturday, and then I didn't come in on Sunday or Monday, and now, you know how, like, you go, I probably should have.
Right, yeah, you should have trusted your gut and came in, I know.
And then I think, I really would like a day off, though. I got a million things to do. So that's what won, and now I regret it.
So do you ever take, like, paperwork from the store home?
I do. I wasn't able to, like, work on a computer from home, you know, like any of the daily sales or anything like that. But now I went to QuickBooks Online, and so now I'm able to take it home. So I did take it home, and I worked on stuff that I could at home. But the other stuff where I have all my files here and I have all my other paperwork, I don't have that, so it makes it a little bit harder. But one of those things that it's the trade-off. You know, it's nice
I
can work from home, but I can't do
you
it
can't
all
access.
Still from there.
Yeah, too bad it wasn't like how we used to, like during the pandemic, how we all took computers home and like we had like we accessed our computers at home, like the computers at work, like we had everything. I don't know how in the world they do that either, but we had to sign in through something different, but it was weird. But yeah, it worked. So, but anyway, how's everything with Anissa? She's home, I'm assuming, and doing good, correct?
Yeah, she's doing good. I actually made zucchini bread this weekend for Jason because he loves it. And everybody's like, zucchini, oh, my God, that's got to be, terrible. Oh, gross.
No, it's delicious.
It tastes like cinnamon. Yeah, it tastes like cinnamon toast. I mean, except that it's not toast.
Right.
But so I made it. Well, I bought much larger zucchini this time. And I just threw it all in there. I thought, the heck with it, it'll be fine. Oh, my God, it turned out like a pound cake. It was so heavy and not light and fluffy oh, my God, Gary bit into it, and he took another bite, and he's like, this is really gross. What's wrong? And I've never screwed it up. That's, like, one thing I have not screwed up. And I'm like, what the hell did I do? And I go, I probably did put too much zucchini in. It probably did change it. So what do I have to do? After I got done washing all the dishes and cleaning up the mess, I had to do it all over again. I had to go to the store, buy more zucchini, because I told Kason that he would have zucchini bread. Had to do it all again last night. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, do not tell him. Don't bring it up, because I said I would bring it over after the Vikings game.
Yeah.
I said, I'll bring you some after your nap. Well, I was hoping that he forgot, which maybe he did. And,
yeah, right.
I know. And Colton goes, he got so excited when I said it over the phone. I actually was trying to FaceTime him to show him the oven.
Yeah.
He's seen that the bread was cooking. And the call didn't go through, so Colton called me back. And he goes, Kason, Grandma's making zucchini bread. Oh, and he got so excited. So I'm like, shit, now it didn't turn out, so I have to make them more.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I have to go to the store. You know, you can't promise. It'd be one thing if I didn't promise them, and then I'd just throw it away, and oh, well.
Yeah.
But, no, the kid's expecting it. So now I got to find out if he's coming after work, because I'm super excited, because I said he gets the whole loaf. He gets one whole loaf to himself.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
I haven't had zucchini bread in forever. Wow.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, my grandma used to make that and banana bread, like, all the time. Like, banana bread with
the chocolate chip. I can't make banana bread.
No?
I can't make banana bread for nothing. Every time I try to make it, it never turns out. Never.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what I do wrong. I've tried a couple of different recipes, and I still can't. I don't know that I've tried it in the new house. Maybe the ovens, you know, cook differently.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't do it right, but maybe I should try again. Or if you got a good recipe, send it my way. I'll try it.
Oh, well, I should ask my sister. She's probably got, like, a good recipe for it. I'll ask her later, but yeah, oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, zucchini bread. Oh my gosh, yeah, and I know what you mean by too dense. Like, I know exactly.
Yeah.
It probably weighed a ton.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up and I was cutting it, and then I pulled it out, and I'm like, oh, shit. I go, that's all real thick and heavy, and I didn't say anything to Gary. I just handed it to him.
Yeah, right. It was.
And he starts eating it. Ugh.
Yeah,
what's wrong with this?
Yeah, probably because it retains so much water. You know, zucchini.
That's
retains.
What I'm thinking. It was just so much of the wet.
Yeah.
The bread couldn't actually rise and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably, there was too much moisture in it. That's probably what it was. That's funny.
Yeah, it was way too much zucchini. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. Gary goes, do you follow the recipe? I go, I never have. I do on all the ingredients except the zucchini. My sister says 2 cups. I've always used 3 small zucchinis. She goes, oh, 2 to 3 zucchini, just use them. She goes, they're small. And I'm like, okay, so I just have always done it, and I've never had a problem. This time, there was no air holes in that bread for nothing.
Oh, dear Lord. That's
just
hilarious.
Bad.
Well, hopefully he enjoys it and appreciates that. I'm sure he will, but I know, isn't it funny when you, like, make a promise, like, I don't have grandkids, but, like, to somebody and, like, you feel bad if you don't hold to it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I was going to say, you should have told him,
I...
oh, Grandpa ate it all. Grandpa ate all the bread. I'll have to make you some on another day.
He would have been, Papa, Papa. That would have been great. I should have. Dang it.
Gosh,
didn't
I know.
Didn't even think of that.
That's all right. All right, well, I'll let you go. If anything comes up, let me know, okay?
I will do that.
All right.
Take
care.
You. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.